Bud goes looking for Connie Sativa to try and wake her up. Oh boy. Playing with Bud, going to look for Connie Sativa. By the way, guys, I'd like to point out that not only did Charlie Manson get temporary release from jail to go, get his intestinal surgery or whatever he needs that he will get now, but was it Lynette, who was the one that was still in jail, got released? There's even something else today that connects to all of this, but basically, my hypothesis is there's this, like, healing of this, like, really shitty, 60s, hippie culture that got killed off by, Charlie's 12th House of Aries, where he gets all angry and shit, and, because everybody around him's on fucking drugs and wigging out, and he's just trying to run his commune, because he's just a beatnik, right? He's not a hippie, so... and of course, you know, all the while, Dennis Wilson is stealing his fucking music and whatnot, so I'd be pretty pissed off, too. And it's like, everybody's worn now or whatever, you know, but ultimately, I mean, like, healing his intestinal disorder heals an entire generation that lost hope, in a way, because he's been in that 12th house for so long. He can hardly fucking eat anything in there. So of course he has some sort of weird shit going on in his stomach and whatnot, man. I mean, like, I don't know. Prison is an awful thing for anyone. He is,
So you said he likes it. In the past, he said he likes it. You know, he may not, getting older and everything, like it anymore, but I recall, late 90s, or sometime, I'm not sure, I'm guessing then, he was angry with him. He said, asked her about, do you want to get out? He said, hell no. I said, I got all the drugs that I want right here.
You gotta imagine, you know, Charlie Manson's prison. I mean, I don't know.
You get a lot of drugs in prison, apparently. I saw a video of a, I can't remember his name, I confuse these. He's a serial killer who got hit. Basically, he started taking some shit, estrogen or whatever, to literally get these horrible flabby man tits, their tits, basically. He killed some nurses and some women sometime or other, and a private video got smuggled out. First off, how did this guy get, he had a phone, he had a big tray. He pulled a big tray out from below his cot, or whatever he has, bed thing, and it's full of some white powder, probably cocaine, maybe something else, but white powder. And he's got this black guy that kind of pulled each other and laughing about him killing those nurses and doing lines of this mysterious white powder, which is amazing. Crazy. I mean, if it was cocaine, I'm thinking I was looking at $400 or maybe more. Maybe $900, I don't know how much that took. But anyway, it was a lot. It was a fucking substantial amount of white powder. Not, you know, kind of white powder that people would ordinarily, or the caliber I know, normally have. For a single,
so who was this? Willie
some
from
serial
Elf?
Killer. Some serial killer is filmed in prison. And he had all that.
It wasn't
Willie.
Or, I don't
get it. Whoever was had tips.
You just have to imagine that, you just kind of have to imagine, like, if you were an inmate at a prison and you were the person who was bringing in all the drugs, you have to imagine that you would share them with Charles Manson, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, who else?
I feel like if I ended up, locked up somewhere and all crazed on drugs, I'd be like Charles Manson. I don't know. He's a magnetic person.
Yeah,
didn't he get set on fire by another inmate a couple years ago?
Probably.
Well, he said all kinds of crazy shit,
I think. I mean, you know, you could probably use some, you know, we can all agree you could use some Dianetic auditing.
Isn't that started in the first place?
Yeah, he probably.
No, I'm not even sure.
It only stands to reason he has some degree of a cult in jail. Maybe
I would.
Prison guards too.
Yeah, I mean, if I went to prison, I would try to start a cult there, and I don't have nearly as much juice as Charles Manson.
Getting up there.
So this was Eichhuber's real tricky way of getting out of reading an entry. Okay.
Yeah.